From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The latest version of the iPhone goes on sale tomorrow, and while much of the economy is stagnating, the market for smartphones is booming. Competition is intense. Wireless carriers and device makers are jockeying for a piece of the action, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Think of a smartphone as an internet-connected computer in your pocket. If you're in the market for one, says Scott Charleston of Verizon Wireless, you have lots of choices.
You've got the Samsung Saga, the Samsung Omnia, the HTC Touch Pro, the HTC Touch Diamond, the Palm Central, the Palm Trio, the BlackBerry Storm, the BlackBerry Curve, Pearl, World Edition, and the Motorola Q9C.
And that's just a partial list of the devices covering the walls of the Seattle area Verizon store. Today, only about 1 in 10 cell phone users has a smartphone, but the number is growing rapidly. According to one estimate, worldwide sales are expected to climb from roughly 140 million in 2008 to nearly double that number next year. Julie Osk of Forrester Research says it's not just that the devices are handy and fun. For many, they've become necessities.
If you think back to the mid-90s, not everybody had a cell phone, probably fewer than half did. And so people didn't expect that they could reach you on your cell phone all the time, right? Now, 10 to 15 years later, people expect to be able to reach you almost immediately regardless of where you are. We're beginning to see that phenomenon repeat itself with email.
Osk says it's the network effect. With more and more people having email on their phones, there's a growing expectation that when you send an email, you'll get a reply in a matter of minutes. What's more, she says, people are now using their phones to do all kinds of things that would have been unimaginable just a few years ago.
Checking in for a flight, doing mobile banking, being able to buy a book from Amazon, being able to take a photograph and post it to Facebook immediately. Where we're headed is those are becoming must-have items that I expect to be able to do on my cell phone.
Smartphones have people doing more things.
And Verizon's Scott Charleston says when people do more things, wireless carriers and others make more money.
There is definitely more revenue when you're doing more things with your phone. Absolutely.
The basic rate for phone-only service is typically about $40 a month. But customers who use all the features on their smartphones and play lots of games and download music, video, and other products often have bills of $100 a month or more. On top of that, they may be paying extra for various applications. Like just about every high-tech executive, Mark Donovan of the digital research and marketing firm Comscore has a smartphone in his pocket. He says the devices are transforming the way in which we connect to information and entertainment, moving it from the desktop to the palm of your hand.
I think for anybody who watches this space, clearly one of the most important transitions we're seeing in technology, and it's creating an epic business battle.
And it's a battle of giants. Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint are fighting to get you onto their wireless networks and lock you into a contract, while device makers, says Donovan, are trying to get you to use their products.
You have Apple and Research in Motion with their BlackBerries. Meanwhile, across the street, you have Google, Microsoft, Palm, each of which is building an operating system for handsets and then working to get as many manufacturers as possible to put that into phones. Many people really trying to put a stake in the ground and win this land grab.
This digital real estate boom shows no signs of abating. Even though many people have less money to spend, they are buying more smartphones, a device that is replacing many of the gadgets on their desks, in their home entertainment centers, and in their pockets. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.